From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about food and death, modern soul, and some classic rock. David Wiegand is assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he's the kind of guy who knows that when I say classic rock, I mean old man rock, the kind of stuff we listened to a long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start with some classic rock by way of Dave Mason. When I was a freshman in college, the coolest, hippest guy on my dorm listened to Traffic, and that's how I heard about Dave Mason.
Yeah, well, I'd love to know what you were listening to.
a lot of good stuff, but not Traffic. And he was only with the band a little while.
He was with the band, I think, for the first album. Then he split. Then he came back for a while. Then he toured with them once. I mean, it's sort of, you know, he's had this incredibly eclectic, peripatetic career, I guess, and he's going to be summing it all up in a two-hour show at the Fox Theater in Redwood City tonight.
Yeah, the original band, by the way, Jim Capaldi, Steve Winwood, and saxophonist, flutist Chris Wood, all very good players. Dave Mason and his new band, Traffic Jam, play the Fox in Redwood City tonight. We have a chance to see a survey of 30 years of photographs by Peter Hujar at the Frankel Gallery. These are really an incredible collection of photographs. He's best known perhaps for stuff with adult themes, but these are beautiful portraits here.
They are beautiful, and all of his work is sort of a combination of beautiful and very, very provocative. Yeah. One of the photos that he's best known for is a photo many people have seen. It's a photo of Candy Darling, the Warhol superstar, on her deathbed in full makeup with roses on the bed. I actually have a copy of it, and it's startling, but it's also quite beautiful. And you use this word, very humane.
Yeah, very warm. And the Peter Hujar show continues at the Frankel Gallery through March the 5th. And they're also doing a pop-up there. They've got a tiny little gallery that they're opening on Market Street in Hayes Valley that's going to be open in a couple months, but they're doing a pop-up next week.
That's right. It's going to open in April. It's called Frankel Lab, and the opening exhibit is going to be curated by John Waters, so that should be really cool.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you get a taste of what they're going to do with an exhibit of video artwork by British artist Oliver Beer. That's going to be on display from January 13th through the 17th, and it takes art in a whole new part of the city.
Yeah, and great to have more galleries opening. Not always the case. More classics now. That's Itzhak Perlman playing some Beethoven, and he's going to be playing this music and lots of other music with the San Francisco Symphony over the weekend. And he's celebrating his 70th birthday here with three concerts, and he's just on a roll. He's winning all these awards.
Well, he's been on a roll for his whole career, really.
That's
I mean, obviously, when you talk about great violin players, Itzhak Perlman is really at the top.
Itzhak Perlman joins the San Francisco Symphony in concerts tomorrow and Sunday. Then he's back to play duets with Emmanuel Ax in a recital at Davies Hall on January 18th. A few years ago, Berkeley Rep asked 20 playwrights to write a short play about food. And Julia Cho, who's from Los Angeles, a Korean-American playwright, turned one in that she has now turned into a full-length piece called Aubergine, that's French for eggplant. And she's described this play as not just about food, but really about family. And Aubergine will be opening at the beginning of February in Berkeley Rep's remodeled Thrust Theater, which has new, cushy, reupholstered seats, but also, very exciting, a brand new sound system from Meyer Sound, their neighbors in Berkeley. And here's how it's going to work, according to James Ballin. He's the sound designer for Berkeley Rep.
It creates a feeling inside you, and when you turn it off, you feel like something's missing. So I think when you have a gunshot or something, instead of it feeling like, oh, it's on stage or it's over there, it's going to feel like you're really connected to it.
The system is called the Constellation Sound System that Meyer Sound has developed. I'm fascinated by sound because I think that it can enhance or ruin your theatrical experience, no matter what you're seeing.
And so much stuff is being mic'd and not very
Absolutely.
Well.
Not well. You see these things that are hanging off of Broadway actors, and it sounds like they're talking over a bullhorn half the time. What it is, instead of directional sound, it's sound that is captured around the room so that actors can be speaking and have their backs turned to you and you can understand what they're saying. And we should also say that this is one of our far-out picks. We're trying to pick things that are coming up that you might want to get tickets for before it's sold out. And Aubergine opens Friday, February 5th, and continues through March 20th at the renamed Pete's Theater.
Very good. And we're going to get social now. That's the band Midtown Social. And, you know, I must say, I could get tired of retro rock and soul, but these guys are so good. They just sound like a wonderful band. There's nothing retro about them.
No, there isn't. I mean, it's just – obviously, it's a great sound. I love the lead singer's voice. I mean,
Kisura
I really –
Kisura Nyoto. Just, yeah.
It's just incredible. It's just – it's got power and nuance, and I could listen to her all day long.
Midtown Social plays the Chapel in San Francisco along with the Humidors. And I want to add a shout out for Shakespeareans. That's beer, capital B-E-E-R, Shakespeareans, a stage reading of Shakespeare's Winter's Tale at Cafe Stritch in San Jose. And you can buy a beer, so it's a pint and a play. And this is the brainchild of a guy named John McCluggage, who directs. And it's Monday night at Cafe Stritch in San Jose. Cheap thrill. It's free admission, but yeah, you have to pay for your beers.
And you could make a drinking game out of it. Every time someone says die, you can just drink up.
Thanks so much, David.
You're welcome.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. All these listings are at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.